Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what, Omar? If you don't have any plans for the weekend, there's a lot of sports going on here. A lot of stuff you can park your ass on the couch and watch here. That is the beautiful thing about this time of year. A lot of stuff going on. So if you don't have any plans, nothing big this weekend,
you can
always watch sports.
This is where the universe collides, and it is approaching next week. Will be the greatest synergy of all your sports.
Here we got playoffs.
The NBA playoffs.
NHL playoffs.
The NHL playoffs.
Draft.
MLB, yeah. And NFL draft.
So you get a little football even sprinkled in there with the draft. It is amazing what the draft has become. And, you know, we talk about it a lot on this show, obviously, the magnitude of the draft and the millions upon millions of people that will be watching the NFL draft on Thursday night. We are 6 days away. The Dolphins have a first-round pick, which, of course, makes it much more entertaining for us down here. The Dolphins did not have one last year, so they do get a stab at the first round this year, which I know, Omar, we are all looking forward to. It could be an offensive lineman, which we are not looking as much forward to.
Hold on, wait a minute. That is the safest, smartest pick
for
this
organization. I want someone exciting. I want someone who can score touchdowns.
So you want a receiver. Is that what you're saying?
Someone who can score
touchdowns. You want a number three receiver.
What do you call me, a ball watcher?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how I operate. Let the other stuff figure it out, Omar.
Just go get a draft. Go get an offensive lineman in the fifth round. We'll figure it out. Use all the fifth round picks on offensive linemen, huh? And just figure it out. And then when nobody can protect Tua and he's struggling for his life and he's concussed again, we'll just say, damn it, we should have drafted an offensive lineman and addressed kind of our most important area. I'm a big believer, you know this. Trench play is where football games are won and lost. Trench play and elite quarterbacks. If you have those two.
I'm not sure you're wrong, by the way.
If you have those two, you will have success in the NFL. Now, Miami had a very successful rushing attack, despite the fact that the trench play was not up to – it was better. It was good. But it could have been better if you probably had a starting center and two healthy guards, which you did not have for the majority of the season. And then you had Teron Armstead, who, you know, is going to play half the season, probably about 10 games. So we fortunately had Kendall Lamb there. But think about it from this standpoint. Teron is probably going to retire at the end of the season. Maybe he gives you another season. But even if he does give you another season, you're basically talking about 10 games. Kendall Lamb has already said, this is my last season. This is my 10th and last season in the NFL. You have to do something to address that left tackle position. And in my mind, if this is going to be an ideal draft for the Miami Dolphins, they have to draft Teron Armstead's replacement.
I want to get this out of the way because we're going to get a lot of this over the next few days here. And you're here with us today, Omar. Let's get this out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
The percentage that chance that the Dolphins draft Michael Penix is
zero. Chris Greer has already come out and said, and we've got the audio to prove this.
Zero, though.
No, zero.
It's the universe. It's zero. What if he drops all the way to the seventh
he's
round?
He's doing
it's
what those.
Zero.
He's doing what that damn zero. Weather app does. That weather app says zero, and it always rains.
Listen. Chris Greer flat out said, "Oh, we haven't even worked on any of these first round quarterbacks. We're not even."
I do agree with Omar, by the way, on this being zero.
It's zero.
Zero. Yeah. I would
but
say
Chris
1%.
Chris Greer flat out laughed.
I don't even give it one, Dan.
No,
it's not even one. He said, "I'm not doing this."
So something crazy
doing
happens,
that.
And he drops to the seventh
nope,
round.
Not touching
seventh
him.
Round pick.
That,
we're
not touching him. Not even considering it.
Yeah, but that's
the
not,
man
that's
flat out said he couldn't even pump fake it to the rest of the league. Like, hey, I could take Penix. And so if Penix falls to me, somebody's going to want to trade up to get – no. He's like, no, I have zero interest.
Zero.
He's like, no, that's not that's not even something we're considering.
So we'll get some.
It was a laugh. Don't forget the laugh.
So we'll take some fullback out of Iowa State.
Then if it goes fullback's all not going to be in the first round. Come on.
No, I didn't. You're not even listening.
Give me something.
What did I
give
say?
Me something more realistic.
Repeat what I told you just now.
We're not going to take the fullback from Iowa State.
But he's not going to fall past the second round.
I'm saying
who
for
Penix?
Some miraculous reason, he falls to the seventh round.
The seventh round?
Seventh round?
I'm saying for a miraculous reason.
Michael
Penix? Yes, I'm saying your percentage.
What is he getting busted with, like a car full of cocaine
and women.
The day of the draft?
No, it could be like that guy who like was alleged murdered his girlfriend.
Yeah, like, are they going to find a body in his house?
All right,
it's possible. I mean, he's going to smoke a bong and drop to the 13th pick? Yeah, it's possible.
Okay, well, then you're giving it 1%, not a zero.
No. Michael Penix is going to – I've talked
to
enough people.
I'm glad you guys are listening to what I'm saying.
No, but you're not talking about something that's realistically going to happen.
But that's why I give 1%, dude, not zero.
All right, fine. I'll allow it. I'll let you keep your 1%. I'll give in. Michael Penix – and that's the interesting thing, and I'm a big believer in Michael Penix. I think he could walk away from this draft as the best quarterback. I see the tools. I see the talent. I would want to invest in that. But then so will a lot of other teams. Like, some people think he's going to fall into the second round. According to people that I trust, and I had Simon Clancy on the All Dolphins podcast, and Simon says he believes that he's going to be selected top 15 picks. And I do believe you can't look at that talent. You can't look at that arm. You can't look at the success that he had last year. And, yeah, I know he's got injury history, but he's not going to fall very far. Now, could he fall to 21? Yes, he could. But Chris Greer has flat out said and announced to the world, we are not taking a quarterback in the first round. We haven't even done our work on them. We're not interested. Like, we're not wasting our time.
We have our guy. I don't like to agree with you often, but I do agree with you that the Dolphins will not be drafting. Now,
they flat out said it.
Now, look. Do they take a stab at a guy like Dan's saying? Do they take a stab at a guy?
Yeah, He said he could do
rounds?
That. Yeah,
I don't see anything wrong with doing that. I think yes, you should certainly take a flyer on a guy that you think has upside, but you're not going to start taking stabs at guys early in the draft, especially when you have significant needs that you need filled. And this goes back to a lot of people have. Very strong opinions on Tua. Everyone has a strong opinion on Tua. At this point in time, you either think he's the guy or you don't. I don't think anyone out there is right one way or the other. Because it hasn't played out yet. But I don't think anyone out there is like, well, I don't know about this Tua guy. You know, I think everyone's kind of made up their mind on Tua right now.
Why do you say everybody has made up their mind on Tua right now?
Because
your mind shouldn't be made up because he's still a young developing player.
But from dealing with the people, our Dolphin fans, you know that people
stupid.
Have very strong opinions. Don't say that about our fans.
They're dumb.
Don't be mean to our fans.
Listen,
if
you made up your mind on Tua, you're dumb.
I'm essentially a fan too. What am I? I don't have any authority
on
this.
If you have made up your mind on Tua, you're a dummy. He has not fully developed. This is going to be his first time ever in his life where he's entering his third season in the same offense.
I am just telling you, whether it's fair or unfair, I think that people have made up their mind about Tua.
And if you have, you're a dummy.
Well, whatever.
Like, we spent 7 years waiting for Ryan Tannehill to drop his you-know-whats. 7 years.
That was a long time.
And people are done with Tua? Entering.
Well, why do you think people are screaming for them to draft Penix?
They're not screaming for them to draft Penix. I would not shy away from it, but that's not where this organization is.
Oh my God, you're all over the place. So
this organization does not believe in quarterbacks competing. It's fundamentally a pillar of this organization. They do not believe in it. It's never going to happen. 2 decades where you've never had a quarterback competition, ever. Like, I could name you the last quarterback competitions that the Dolphins had. Before Chad Pennington arrived, Josh McCown, David Garrard, and Ryan Tannehill, John Beck, they competed, and all of them sucked. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins went out and traded for Chad Pennington. He literally showed up and had the best practice ever that I've ever seen in my life. And immediately the job was his. But before he showed up, for 3 weeks, they had a quarterback competition. Then let's fast forward it to 2012. David Garrard, Ryan Tannehill, and Matt Moore competed. David Garrard smoked all of them. So David Garrard with Chad Ochocinco were phenomenal. And Legadou Nene, all phenomenal. David Garrard, Chad Ochocinco, Legadou Nene. Chad gets released because he headbutts his wife. David Garrard gets injured playing with his son in a pool. And then for 1 week, they had practice, opened up competition, Matt Moore versus Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill did not outperform him, but because he was a first-round pick and because everybody knows Matt Moore is a very difficult player to coach because he's a gunslinger and he doesn't care what coaches want him to do, he's slinging the ball, which is why his players love it. His teammates love him. They give the job to Ryan Tannehill, who started against the Carolina Panthers in the exhibition game, did not do great, but when Matt Moore came into the game, there was a hailstorm in the second half. He couldn't execute anything because of the field conditions of the wet ball. And then they said, you know what? We've seen enough. Ryan Tannehill's our starter. Those were the last two competitions in two decades that this organization has ever had. Because I'm not going to count Josh Rosen versus Ryan Fitzpatrick as a competition.
Oh, well, they went back and forth.
No, they did not. Josh sucked.
I remember Brian Flores coming out saying Josh Rosen is our starter for the rest of the season.
No.
He did at one point say that, yes.
Oh, my God. And then he lost his team, and he said, yeah, I got a reverse course. I don't remember him saying that, Dan, but I'll take your word for it. That those were literally so I still don't count Josh Rosen because he never beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Tua never competed with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Tua never won the job. Tua was given the job. This organization does not fundamentally believe in QBs competing. It's never happened in two decades. So I get it. They're not going to take a quarterback. The GM flat out says, I am not looking at quarterbacks in the first round. We have not even done our work on any of them. We're not interested.
I do agree with you, by the way. You're doing a lot of screaming this morning, but I do agree with you. You're very worked up right now.
Because it's a very soft mentality that this organization has, and I think until they get rid of it, they're never going to be anything and never going to go anywhere.
You can't do both things, man. You can't be negotiating with Tua for a long-term deal.
Why can't I?
And then drafting his replacement in the first round. Like, you can't be
good,
doing
smart,
both of those
healthy
things
quarterbacks
at once.
Do that.
Because they have other needs. If no, the team was like loaded at every position and quarterback was the only missing piece, then I'd say yes.
Let's
go
do
ahead
this.
And swing at it.
Let's do this. In the next segment, you tell me what the need is, and I'm going to tell you the free agent that you can sign for probably about a very favorable team-friendly deal.
So I'm so confused now. So now you're saying that you think that they should use their first
they
round
won't.
Pick on
no,
a quarterback?
No. If okay.
I'm not saying what they will do. I know what they will do.
Exactly.
I know
there
they're not
go.
Going to. But you think they should?
If Penix is there at 21, would I seriously consider it based on what's there on the board? Yes.
If you now, wanted, well, here's the other thing.
Let me finish.
If you wanted Penix, I don't care. He's 21, whatever he is. If you wanted
no,
Penix,
he's 24.
You could get him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're talking about the number.
Pick number. If you really, if that's who
no,
the
no,
Dolphins
no, no,
really
no.
coveted,
they don't want it.
You could move
they
up.
Don't want,
you
they
could
don't want
sure
it.
You make sure that you got him. I know
they don't
want
it. So, but what I'm saying to you, if you were a healthy and smart franchise, you wouldn't leave your pants down all the time when it comes to the quarterback position. You wouldn't get caught with your pants down all the time.
I'd like to, by the way, be the first to tell you that Michael Penix is not taking an NFL snap. He could be good.
Yeah.
Terrible.
He could be Patrick
elite.
Mahomes.
He could be Mahomes. He could be Josh Rosen. He could be anyone.
Yes, he can.
He could be anyone in between.
That's correct.
He could be out of the league in a couple years. He could be the MVP of the league in a couple
That's
of
correct.
Years. Any of those things are certainly possible.
And we have just as much of a chance of getting it right as an NFL GM because they don't know what they're doing either.
Damn, you're starting to sell me on this. All right, we're going to take a pause. We've got plenty more to come here on the show. This texter says Jordan Travis in the fifth round. Emery Hunt, who we had on yesterday, said he likes Jordan Travis. What do you say? He's like his third, fourth best quarterback in the draft.
He also was riding with Spencer Rattler for a while there.
He did say Spencer
yeah,
Rattler.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler, I do find him a little
Man,
bit intriguing.
Man, I dig that because you look, you come know, on. You never know. Who knows on come all these guys? J.J. McCarthy,
you never,
but Drake May.
Develop a guy.
Know.
Find a guy, take him and develop him. I'm
well,
sorry.
I think the Dolphins are doing that now, no?
Yeah. No, who?
They did. They have a guy. They took a guy.
Have another guy that you develop and get him ready. Have another guy. Stop. Just one guy.
Because they feel they have the solution.
Remember this guy, Alex Smith, that was their guy, and they said, you know, we're going to draft a guy called Patrick Mahomes. Thank you, Dan Day.
I appreciate you. And the Baltimore Ravens had Chad Haney,
Alex Smith is the reason Joe for Burrow. The term game manager. He invented game manager.
He was also the number one pick in the NFL draft. And the Baltimore Ravens had Joe Flacco, who took them to the playoffs. Drafted, traded up, took the Super Bowl. Yeah. But that the year before, he took them to the playoffs, drafted Lamar Jackson, and then handed him the team at midseason.
All right, let's take a
pause.
Stop
being scared.
Joe is going to join us at 8, by the way. Hopefully he can be the voice of reason here this morning. When we come back, though, I do want to take a little bit of a look at this Heat game. We'll let you know who's in, who's out, as the Heat face elimination tonight at the Kaseya Center. Huge basketball game coming up. We'll take a pause. More to come on QAM after this.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into the show. We needed a little cool off here after the Michael Penix stuff. Heating up here, Omar. The draft is 6 days away, man, and the draft is a lot of fun. Everyone has their opinions on it, so we are excited for that, and great to hear everyone chiming in here with us this morning. Hollywood Omar Kelly with you here on a Friday. Joe's going to join us. He's going to stop by with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Florio will be here as usual, and we'll ask him about his partner Chris Sims' comments about Tua and the negotiation. And Mike, you know, laid it out for us. I think this was last week. He laid it out and he said, you know, that he doesn't know what the market would be for Tua outside of Miami. And that is certainly a very valid point, you know, and you get into the weather in another city,
exactly.
And you get into the scheme in another city and the coach in another city. And
absolutely.
So a lot of that is very valid.
He's a dome quarterback, dome or warm weather quarterback. I don't think this is debatable. You can't put him at the New York Jets.
No, he probably would not be good in Buffalo or in something like that. But with that being said, I don't know what the market would be. If Tua just, you know, hit free agency, let's say hypothetically,
yes.
I don't know how many teams would be lining up to offer him a significant contract. I don't know. We may never know.
We probably will never know. But in terms of right now negotiations, I think in my mind, I've said this and I've written this, I think the Kyler Murray contract and the Kirk Cousins contract are fair and comparable contracts for Tua. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Kyler Murphy probably adds a different element in terms of the scrambling ability. If you're talking about 5 years, $240 million, I think it's fair. If you're talking about $45 million for Kirk Cousins, I think that's fair. But
Kirk Cousins is a strange one, by the way, because he is a guy that puts up big numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't
That's Tua.
Doesn't win.
That's Tua.
So far, yes.
Win the big game.
So far,
win
yes.
the big game.
Win the big game.
Because
he
wins. He has a winning record, but you know, win the big game.
He's a good player.
Very good.
No question about it. He's a good player, and I've said that about Tua. He's a good player. I've said that many, many, many times here. So it's not like I think Tua is trash or anything.
The question is, and this is the problem that people have, and the problem that I consistently have fought with people about. Or to have debates with people about, just because he's not Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson, that does not mean he's trash.
That is true, and there's only three of those.
There are only three of those individuals.
You can make the argument there are, what, three elite, truly elite quarterbacks walking planet Earth?
Correct. Yes.
Those three that you just named,
Joe,
I'm missing
you could put
Joe Burrow. The problem with Joe Burrow is he has yet to prove at the long-term level that he can stay healthy.
Correct.
He has
missed a lot of games. Has played more games NFL than Joe Burrow has.
He has missed a lot of games. So you could make that argument.
Didn't stop him from getting a $300 million contract.
You make that argument that there are less than five truly elite quarterbacks walking the face of the earth
Yes.
Maybe Tom Brady is one of them. Did you see him working out the other day? You see, he looked like he's getting back in shape, man.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know if he's trying to make a comeback.
This doesn't make any sense to me because isn't he going to make $30 million doing TV this year?
I don't think he wants to do TV. I don't get that vibe from Tom Brady. I get the vibe that Brady just wants to play.
I understand.
And I'm guessing retirement is not going well for him, to be quite honest with you. That's just the vibe I get from him. And
I think
the scary thing is he probably could still play at a high level.
Let's not do that.
I'm not doing it, and I know he's not coming here, but don't you think that Brady would be better than a whole heck of a lot of the guys that we saw playing last year towards the end of the season?
He wasn't that great in Tampa in his final season.
That last game against the Cowboys, he was a zombie.
Yeah, he wasn't that great in Tampa.
I'm just saying there were a lot of scrubbish quarterbacks that finished the season last year
absolutely.
Because of injuries.
He could be isn't he working on being part owner of the Raiders? So go be the starting quarterback for the Raiders. Be owner
Jackie Moon? Like Jackie Moon?
Is that Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Semi-pro. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, it's Will Ferrell. He's the
Tropic Thunder. What was that?
I know you know I'm not a Will Ferrell guy.
Tropics.
You're not a Will Ferrell guy?
No.
Everyone's a Will Ferrell guy.
No, they're not. Will Ferrell, here's my take on Will Ferrell.
I don't want
to
hear
this. I see Dan. I see you rolling your eyes, Dan.
I
see you rolling your eyes, Dan.
So many times.
There are 20 funny minutes in a 90-minute Will Ferrell movie.
Step Brothers?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
20 funny minutes.
What?
And we all know them. They're every gif on that you use mm-hmm. for different situations. Mm-hmm. Tropic Thunder. What's the one where they're party? He's old people in a frat.
Old school?
Old school. Yeah. 20 minutes are funny.
Okay.
20 minutes in a whole movie.
Okay.
20 minutes. And
Dan, don't get roped in by this.
You just romanticize these 20 minutes. Talladega Nights, 20 minutes. 20 minutes of funny.
You know, I saw Will Ferrell on Broadway.
Doing what?
He did a show where he played George Bush.
Yes.
And we happened to be in New York. This is when I was like, I guess I was in college at the time. And we were in New York for the Big East tournament. And we were able to snag some student tickets right before the show. We saw him on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hero to me. So
20 minutes.
Getting to meet him outside the show, too, was like a big experience
for me. You got to meet him outside the show? You took a picture?
Yeah.
I know you're a big picture taker.
I did get a picture of him, of course.
Of course you do.
Do you have
a gallery of pictures in your house?
I do. I am waiting. Someday in my life when I get a man cave, I will be able to hang all these pictures.
You'll never get a man cave because you're going to be stuck in that brick old condo for the rest of your life.
Mortgage rates are high right now. We're working on it. But it didn't get to meet him. Sandler's the last one I need to...
got to make that happen for you.
I don't even think you have this guy's movies right. I don't even recall seeing Tropic Thunder, but I don't think he's in that
Flint
one.
No, I was thinking Flint Tropics. That was the name of the team.
That movie's called Semi-Pro.
Semi-Pro, okay.
By the way, not a very good movie.
It's not the funniest movie.
I actually like that one. Semi-Pro,
that's
20,
one of his
20
worst
minutes.
Movies. That movie's
Andre 3000 was in that movie,
yes,
I believe.
Yes. So is Woody Harrelson. Not one of his best movies. To be quite honest with you.
But there are a lot of movies like that are just not his best movies. Listen, he's not.
You would have thought that movie would have been better because Woody Harrelson is awesome and Will Ferrell is like the best ever. So you would have thought that would have been better. I am a big Woody Harrelson fan also. You like White Men Can't Jump?
Well, yeah, I love White Men Can't Jump.
I think everybody loves that movie. Yeah.
I think everyone does like that movie.
I'm sorry, but there are just so many.
By the way, Woody Harrelson and Kingpin.
Oh.
An all-time funny movie. I assume you've never seen that.
I don't know. Talladega Nights, Blades of Glory, 20 minutes.
Those are all
Anchorman,
funny. They're all
20 minutes.
Anchorman, 20 minutes.
Anchorman, 20 minutes.
Step
20
Brothers,
minutes of
20
funny.
Minutes.
Step Brothers, 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes of funny.
I can watch Step Brothers all day. They show it on replay constantly on cable because it's so funny.
Yeah, the movie's
so
hilarious. It's got, and the more you watch it, the more
it
stuff you
funny,
find in it. It's like, yeah, it's just
oh
great.
Oh, my God. 20 minutes.
Who does it for you comedically?
Who's
right up your alley, Omar? Who's Omar watching on a Friday night? give us someone.
I'm sorry, I can't. I can't give you.
You a Sandler guy? You like Sandler? Does Sandler do it for you, or is he not funny enough for you?
Sandler, I would rather watch Sandler than Will Ferrell.
I like Sandler in his serious movies too, man.
He's
Punch
a great
Drunk
actor.
Love is great.
Sandler's the one
gyms.
Guy I've been trying to you meet, know, by the way, for a long time. You know that.
Yes,
I've been trying to meet Sandler. I wanted to go to Super Bowl Radio Row just to try to meet him. He didn't come to the one down here, of course.
Oh,
I was so bummed. I so bummed out. Victor, I think has met him like multiple times because he used to go to all the radio
yes.
rows for the station.
Victor Ramirez?
Yeah, and he probably doesn't even care. I just, that's really like out of any athlete, celebrity, anything, I just would like to hang out with Adam Sandler for 5 minutes. That would be a good one for me. The other guys, as the texter points out, that is a tremendous
what
movie.
He's married to guys? Eva Mendez, and he treats her like garbage.
Yeah.
And,
well, is this a Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah, it's Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, man.
Yeah, Marky Mark. Oh, man.
Other
I love
guys?
The opening scene in that movie, by the way, is one of the funniest things you'll ever see in a movie.
Okay.
Where,
hold on, wait. What's the premise of this movie?
The Rock looks at Samuel Jackson. It's Samuel Jackson, right, in the beginning. The Rock looks at him. They're on top of that building, and he looks at him. He's like, you know what we got to do, right? He goes, yeah, aim for the bushes. And they jump off the building, and they die.
Okay.
You've never seen the other guys?
No, I've never seen the other guys.
Oh, my goodness, man.
I gotta put it on.
Like, it's hard for you to
judge
this guy.
Oh, it's on Netflix. I'm going to watch. Yeah, come on. I quit on him a long time ago. The other guys is 2010, so it's been 14 years since he's made this movie, and I haven't watched it. I'm gonna put it on my to-do list right now.
Oh, Texter's right, by the way. Your movie takes are worse than your sports takes. I don't even know how we got to Will Ferrell. I don't know how it came up. But Will Ferrell is a funny guy, man. He just is. This stuff from Saturday Night Live.
No, I didn't say he's not funny. I did not say he's not funny.
Movies do it for you for 20 minutes.
No, I said he's funny because he's out there freelancing and being crazy and saying funny things. And yes, and I love all his gifts. I love.
Are you a stand-up comedy guy?
Absolutely.
Or do you hate stand-up
I'm
comedy
going this weekend.
Too?
I love stand-up comedy.
Where are you
comedy.
Going?
I'm going to just see Jay Farrell.
At the improv?
Yeah.
Nice.
You come to me.
I'm a big stand-up comedy guy. I love stand-up comedy. Our guy Marco.
Today I'm going.
Yeah?
Marco got to hook the brother up. Mm. Yeah, today I'm going to see Will J.
Interesting. Our guy Marcos, who works on the Tobin and Leroy show, is incredibly funny.
He is. And Marcos says he's going to do
some
a five-minute set. Yes.
I told Marcos, I don't want to see any of those other like big-name comedians that you open for. I just want to see you.
I just want to see
Marcos. I love his work. I'm a big fan, and I guess because I know him too, like
yes.
it's kind of cool.
But and we know he's actually funny.
He is funny. He really is. He had a bit the other day that he did where he goes and he starts doing his jokes and he takes out a quarterback wristband. He starts looking at it. It was pretty good little bit there, but. Now everyone's just throwing movies in here. Anchorman is the best.
Anchorman,
can't give a comedian
20 minutes
person.
Of funny. I'm sorry. Anchorman has 20 minutes of funny. We might go to 25. I might go to 25.
Elf is a good movie. Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, my God. Elf, Night at the
Roxbury. Night at the Roxbury is funny.
Night at the Roxbury has 20 minutes. The one Blades of Glory, 20 minutes of funny.
Blades of Glory, also funny.
20 minutes of funny. Just acknowledge that. I did not say it's not funny.
I'm not going to acknowledge that. I'm not going to acknowledge that.
I didn't say it's not funny, but there's 20 minutes of funny in it. This is why he's in such a great wheelhouse as
Omar's
just showing up in movies.
Need to be revoked for his take on Will Ferrell.
He shows up. He just
guy,
shows
man.
Up in random movies.
Yeah, he's funny.
Does 5 minutes of funny and is like, all right, I'm out. Like. And I respect it.
His work in Wedding Crashers, fantastic.
Wedding Crashers.
His work in that movie is great.
Yeah, because it gives you 5 minutes
too,
to 20 minutes of funny.
Well, so you're saying like if a rapper makes a cameo appearance in a song and drops a couple of bars, I mean, does that diminish the bars that the rapper?
No. Okay, so... I didn't say he's not funny. I'm just saying I'm not going to watch a Will Ferrell movie. I will watch a Will Ferrell cameo. I'm curious about Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell and this other guy.
Wahlberg, by the way, is funny as well. He's pretty. He actually happens to be a tremendous actor.
I heard Huckabee's the other day. He's great in that.
Yeah, one of my favorite of his films, and I have to start looking up his stuff. But The Fighter, where he plays Mickey Ward, is one of my favorite movies.
Oh my God.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
I remember watching that movie. Then sit this one out. I remember watching that movie, Dan, and I didn't know what to expect going into that. Someone was like, hey, you want to go see this boxing movie? All right, cool. And the role that Christian Bale plays in that movie, He won an Oscar for that, and I believe he won an Oscar for it. I just remember sitting there watching that. I'm like, oh my God, like this is one of the better performances like I've ever seen in a movie. He plays Mickey Ward's brother.
Yeah, he's
in that, and
up.
He's like, you know, he's a drug addict and all that.
Boxer,
and, but Christian Bale is a lunatic, and he basically like turns into the character he's playing in the movie. So he's pretty crazy in that one, but.
Get Hard, I've tried to watch it like 5 times. Cannot finish it. I always fall asleep.
Yeah, I bet you can't. All right, let's get to a pause here. Pause. Omar with his movie takes. A little weak, to say the least. A little weak, but there you go. Someone says, I'm with Omar. Farrell is an over-actor.
No, he's not an over-actor. You just know, you just expect the crazy.
What 90-minute movie is 90 minutes of funny? That's true. Like, even the funniest movies of all time, and I could do my list. Like, to me, like, Tommy Boy pops out as one of the all-time funniest, like, the hardest I've ever laughed in a movie. Tommy Boy is in that conversation. You seen Tommy Boy?
Probably.
With Chris Farley, okay.
Yeah, David Spade.
I don't know if I've ever finished it.
Just the best.
I don't know. Step Brothers is.
Someone says, I didn't say Step Brothers isn't good.
Me, Myself, and Irene, 1,000 times better than any Will Ferrell movies. Jim Carrey is a funny dude.
Yeah,
Jim Carrey's the best.
Super talented guy like Marky Mark. Marky Mark was a singer, a model. He produced Entourage. He's been in all types of funny movies and serious movies. The guy's got it.
Entourage, my favorite show of all time.
One of the greatest shows
ever. Many, many, many times.
Omar,
you seen Entourage?
On that?
Yes, of course. Of course, I've seen Entourage.
Great show.
All
great
right.
Series.
To this texter who doesn't want to hear us talk about Will Ferrell anymore, Joe's going to be joining us in a few minutes. So we'll take a pause. We'll come
back.
Stop
crying like a little woman.
Be nice to everyone, bro. It's Friday.
You know
be
can't
nice.
Do that.
I know. Beating Bulls tonight at the Kaseya Center. Miami will be without. A lot tonight. They're going
to
be without Jimmy Butler. They are going
to
be without Terry Rozier. Looks like no Duncan Robinson. This is going to be all hands on deck for Tyler Hero. This is Tyler Hero's night to show that he can go for. He's probably going to have to go for 25 or 30 points, I would think. You know, with the limited amount of firepower the Heat are going to have on the offensive side of the ball, Bam is going to have to step up offensively here, Omar. And should the Heat find a way to win this game tonight, they will get the Celtics on Sunday. That will be your prize for winning this game tonight against the Bulls. Now, that being said, I can't even believe this is a discussion or something that I have to say, but I would like to play the Celtics. I would like to advance to the next round because you never know what is going to happen. Jimmy Butler hurts his knee in the first game of the playoffs.
Yes.
We saw Giannis do that last year in the first round. We saw Tyler Hero do that last year. You never know what is going to happen now if all things were equal and everyone was healthy on the Celtics and the Heat are clearly now without Jimmy Butler and probably Rozier. I think Boston has a very legitimate chance to sweep them or win the series in 5. I think most people, even the fiercest of Heat fans, would agree with me on that one. But again, I'd like to at least roll the dice, Omar, and see if you can't catch a break, or at least at the very least, maybe you get one or two in that series and you strike a little fear
team,
in the hearts of Boston. That would be nice to do,
if
too.
There's any team that you think can get hot in the playoffs and make a run, it would be the Miami Heat because history has shown that they've done it.
Really? Not the Indiana Pacers or somebody like that?
No, Miami Heat.
Catch the Heat.
Oh, I thought the Heat had a good shot when Jimmy was healthy.
I don't think
they have that sort of shot anymore.
You know.
If you look back at last year's playoff, Jimmy Butler was the driving force, of the Heat's run.
And the Heat didn't have
clearly,
Tyler Hero.
You don't feel
he
as
was
the
clearly
Suns
the reason.
Could get hot and make a run in the playoffs. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
I'm just saying.
History.
Yeah,
show.
I mean, I know, but he's right.
I mean,
Omar's right. Like
the
history.
I thought the Heat had a shot to make a run. I also thought
if you got New York,
if you would have beaten Philly in the first game, which they very well may have if Jimmy Butler doesn't get hurt,
then I think
they were up by 14 points in that game. And if Jimmy Butler doesn't get hurt, then I think you have a very, very good shot of winning that game. And then we're talking about Heat Knicks at the Garden on Saturday with a full-strength Heat team. And, you were sitting here this morning really jacked up for that matchup, right? And then now instead, you know, you find out Jimmy Butler is going to be done for a while. And you have the Bulls at home in an elimination game. And you certainly have a chance to win this game. The number, by the way, is down. I think the Heat are favored by 1.5 now.
Yeah, because the money's going on Chicago. Yeah,
that was it last I checked.
Let me ask you this question.
Not that it matters.
But. And I put this out to Heat Nation here.
Better be a good question.
Now you're putting pressure on me.
I am.
You made me very.
Because we're going to get to Joe in about 2 minutes from now, so you better hurry up.
You made me very uncomfortable now.
Do your thing.
Okay. If you do lose to the Bulls.
Yes.
Are you in the line of thinking, hey, it's time to reset this whole thing?
So I'm going to answer you by saying a couple things. First thing is, I don't want to cross that bridge until we get to it, right? And that
but
bridge
you see
is probably
the bridge.
The bridge is
in
sight.
You literally see the bridge.
Oh, yes. The bridge is in
sight.
You're
probably about 50 feet away from the bridge.
Now, I'm just going to go on, you know, Heat history.
Yeah.
The Heat don't blow things up and start over from scratch. They're not going to do that. They do have a good core of players on this team that they'll continue to build around. I do think they'll bring Jimmy back. I hope they bring Jimmy back. I want Jimmy to be here. You know, the success that he's had here with this organization speaks for itself.
Tremendous success, but is he pushing his foot on the gas right now, or is Jimmy doing a Cadillac cruise control kind of ride?
It is what it is, man. It is what it is.
So
you
got to
deal. You got to deal with this stuff sometimes. Jimmy is clearly not an easy guy to deal with, but you want to have the success that you've had over the last handful of season. Now, listen, with all that being said, I would like the Heat next year to take the regular season a little more seriously. Because I don't believe that the Heat are the seventh or whatever. I don't believe that they are the seventh or eighth best team in the Eastern Conference. They should be better than the Orlandos and the Clevelands and the Indianas.
What did
the
record say?
It didn't say that. But I'm just saying they should be. Miami should be in the
but
Boston, Milwaukee, that
didn't
kind
they, like,
of territory.
Lose the series to Orlando and
did they? No, they beat them 3-1 this season.
Yeah,
it
doesn't matter. Those teams are better right now. They have better records. Fair. That's fair. But I'm saying I think Miami should be with the Boston, Milwaukee groupings in the top four of this thing. Yeah, the Knicks. They should be in the top
four. The Knicks are the number 2 seed.
They're good enough.
Yeah,
where that's where they should be, but it just didn't it didn't go that way. And someone says I live by the bridge. Yeah, the bridge is in sight. The bridge is getting close here. I would like to see the Heat get a complete offseason break. Texter says I don't know if he means means just a full offseason or if he means break this thing up. But they're not gonna break it up and reconstruct the team and start trying to build through the draft and all that good stuff. That's not what the Heat do. That is not how they have operated throughout their existence. Speaking of existence, Joe is going to join us coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Florio will also join us here in the show as well. So we do have to take a pause. Joe Rose will join us when we come back. A lot of draft talk to get to, and we'll get Joe's take on what he saw with the Sixers game. He's out on the West Coast, so you know those games start like 4 o'clock over there. So he's really loving life right now.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.